Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
I'm here. We're here. We're all here. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool, everyone. James Edwards, Winston Smith, special guest Merlin Miller here on the Republic Broadcasting Network and broadcasting from our flagship studio, AM 1380 WLRM in Memphis, Tennessee. Let's go to the phone lines. Quince in Pennsylvania has been waiting patiently for the better part of an hour. Quince, thanks for your patience. And do you have a question for Mr. Miller?
I have a question and a comment. Actually, I have a comment first. I just take my hat off to you, to your efforts and the your whole plan of what you're going to do. Film is my favorite subject, and I'm so glad you're doing it again this week, James. It's excellent.
Well, thank you so much.
I don't know where to start here, except in the movie Wag the Dog, the film industry came out and showed the public, this is how we mold your mind. This is how we landscape your opinions for you. Showed them in a feature film.
You know,
and the public just said, yep, that's the way we like it.
And I could not agree with you more. If you haven't seen the movie Wag the Dog, it is actually a very well-acted movie with Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro.
Those are superb actors.
Well, they're great actors. I would probably disagree with them politically on just about everything. But it is a great movie. It is a really good movie. But anyway, you got me sidetracked by bringing up a movie. It wasn't a very big release, but it's a movie that I actually have. But did you have a question, Quince?
Well, I just think it's so great you have him on. I hope, first of all, you bring him back on soon because this is a huge topic. This is how we educate America through the film industry. Like Mr. Miller said, we teach. We teach through film. And instead of just being indoctrinated and brainwashed through the subconscious mind, we can actually expose people, tell them the stories of real history, and wake people up to the American matrix and show them the solutions through film. And that's the end of my comments. I just think you're doing a great show tonight, and I hope you bring him back on.
Well, we'll bring him back as often as he can stand our company. And thank you so much for the kind and thoughtful words, Quince. It really means a lot and really helps sustain us. And, of course, Merlin, you're exactly right. You said this earlier in the program tonight. People are going to be entertained. People are going to get, by God, if they might go without food or a house, but they are not going to go without entertainment. And they will go to the movies, and even if it's a movie that they really don't agree with, they're going to pick one of the movies that are at the cinema. And as long as there are movies out there, people are going to pay to see them. It would be good if they would pay for something that would actually be helpful to them. But entertainment's where it's at. I mean, we've been able to reach a lot of people through this radio venture. Radio reaches more than print, but nothing right now reaches more than film. And television, and that's, you know, that's the battle, that's the front that we need to be engaged in. That's where we need to be.
You couldn't say it better, James. Quint, I think, made the comment about Wag the Dog and how some of these films are almost tongue-in-cheek in terms of the issues they're bringing in front of us, and half the time we don't really get the insider jokes behind them. But you look at a film like V for Vendetta, I mean, that film speaks of our times. Mm-hmm. And it was almost an insider joke, but it became a cult film. And we intend to do similar things. So we want to try to get messages out in ways which work on multiple levels.
I'd like to expand on something Quince said, James.
Just about 45 seconds, Winston, but take it away.
He said that he's a big fan of history, and he wanted to see things like that in film. I go back to what Samuel Johnson said. He said people need to be reminded more than they need to be instructed, and I think that's the real power of film. It has the power to remind us visually, graphically, of things that are important, things that are noble.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, we're not just talking to someone about getting things done. We're talking with a man, a movie insider, who has gotten it done, who has worked with the names you know, and is continuing to apply himself in the movie industry on behalf of our people and our cause and the righteousness of this movement. We'll be back with more right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
We're having too much fun tonight. James Edwards and Winston Smith hosting tonight's live installment of the Political Cesspool radio program. Our special guest continuing on with Merlin Miller. Let's go back to the phones. Tom in Memphis, you're on the air.
I think I could see you cast as a officer of the Confederate.
There you go. Absolutely. I had an ancestor at Shiloh, so I'll be following in the footsteps.
I as well, and let me tell you, y'all are doing a great job.
Always good to hear someone calling in from home here in Memphis. You know, we've grown up a little bit over the last 4 years, so we've got listeners everywhere now, but it's always special to hear from somebody here in the neighborhood. What can we do for you tonight, Tom? And thanks for the compliment, by the way.
Well, I think that most of the actually questions or comments I've had have been by your great callers while I've been on hold. Real quick, I guess, for Mr. Miller, because one of the callers touched on the fact of what to do about all of the trash coming out of Hollywood, and he mentioned something about our Senate and our Congress, and as corrupted as they are, I mean, what's the answer to, you know, to bringing back good movies?
Tom, in my opinion, is we have to unsheath our swords. Until just a few years ago, I tried to be politically correct. I tried to play by Hollywood's rules. No more. We can't afford that. We have to take our country back, and we have to get out there and fight for the values that we believe in. And that's why Americana Pictures is going to make a concerted effort now to find the funding support and especially to create unique marketing schemes to try to get our product to the market.
You know, where can people find out more about that Americana?
Well, we're just in the formative stages right now, but we do have a website up. It's at Americana-Pictures.com. But as I say, you know, we're just pulling a team together right now, and I'm pretty excited about it. So we've got some very, very interesting people that are coming on board, and hopefully we'll be able to make a big difference. It's going to take us time, but one film at a time.
You know, and I want to echo something you were saying just a moment ago, Merlin, and thank you very much, Tom, for the call. We hope you continue listening right here in Memphis. Folks, you know, Merlin's right. We got to unsheath the sword, but much more so than just giving those, and there's really not that many entities out there that are doing good work for our side of the political spectrum. I mean, there are very few. Probably you could count them all on your fingers and toes, but I'm telling you, what Merlin Miller is doing here, and I've had the pleasure of knowing Merlin for about a year now and having met him in a couple of different speaking engagements that we shared, he's doing things right. So as much as you're supporting him verbally right now, we want you to go out and buy his movies. We want you to go to his website and ask him how you can help above and beyond the verbal show of support. And the same goes for this radio program. You know, we are the recipients of an almost endless stream of feedback, correspondence, emails, and letters every day from people around the country and indeed around the world who compliment us on this program and for the work that we've been able to do. And that really sustains us, but also it costs money. For anything worthwhile, it costs money to keep things on the air. It costs money to fund any organization that's worth its weight in salt. So if you appreciate this program and the work that we're doing, please consider going to our website tonight and making a donation that will allow us to continue to grow and reach even bigger audiences. And you can donate online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And before Mr. Miller leaves tonight, we're going to allow him the opportunity to plug his website again. But let's go back to the phones. I thought tonight was going to be a show that the audience would appreciate, but I'm telling you, it's just getting more and more calls coming in. Mike in Ohio, do you have a question for Merlin Miller?
Hey, James, how are you doing? I'm doing just fine. The question I have, I guess, is he mentioned something about liking foreign films or something along the sorts. Maybe it was one of the callers, but...
it was one of the callers.
I see. Has Merlin ever seen the movie Jean de Florette?
No, I haven't, Mike. You know, most of my life I was Midwest born and bred and didn't really take to foreign films. I've recently have started seeing more and more foreign films, and there's a lot of jewels.
Right, because nowadays it seems like, especially in summer season, there's so many bad films in America. For example, Friday the 13th, Halloween, stuff like that, which is totally pointless, you know. I'm sure you also agree with that. I was wondering, I guess I should ask, what's your favorite Hollywood film that has to deal with any political connotations?
I would say in recent years, V for Vendetta, and not that I like all that it says. I mean, there's strong homosexual themes, there's a Holocaust theme to it, and things that I don't really relate to. But I do like the message that people are being controlled, and they're being controlled through media, and... that's a very strong issue because I've experienced it from the side of as a producer, and so I think that's had an impact on me. But usually, when I go to a movie, I'm looking to identify with a character on the screen, and hopefully, I make a journey with that hero. And through the process, I'm enriched. And so when I leave the theater, I'm thinking about it, and it has some sort of an impact on me more than just the entertainment value, but it somehow relates to my life.
And you want to go out and in some way act or emulate that hero in your daily life.
Right.
Well, thanks for the call, Mike. Let's go to Edgar in New Jersey. Edgar, a question for Merlin Miller.
Hi, James. It's a pleasure to be on your show again, and you have a wonderful guest tonight. And I just came on 5 minutes ago listening to tonight's show. I have a quick commentary. Number one, I think I've come to this, you know, sobering realization that really Hollywood is just nothing but part of a propaganda grid where it just simplifies everything. And this is why America has a problem connecting to true facts, true contextual facts of all sorts regarding our history, regarding social values, cultural values. And I mean, I really stopped going to attending Hollywood movies quite a while ago because I've come to that realization because they do have a subversive agenda, and it is working effectively. My question to Mr. Miller is, how is it that you plan to undo the 40 or 50 years of subversive conditioning from the American mindset due to Hollywood's films?
You're right, Edgar. It's been a very insidious process over a lot of years, and you can't turn it around overnight because people have the values today that have been built and groomed into them for years, but you can move them into the different direction, and that's what we plan to do by basically challenging them, posing questions before them, presenting our stories in ways which are hopefully fast-paced and entertaining and keep them on the edge of their seats, but at the same time start to pose questions to where they can start to value things that in our day that we valued highly. And it's going to take us time, but if we take one film at a time, hopefully it can make an impact, and maybe other independent filmmakers will start doing the same thing. And key is distribution. If we can get our films to market and grow our... And just as you say, you don't go to films. I guess that probably 75% of the audience out there has been turned away from motion pictures, and that's a tremendous market that we can find again. It's going to take us some effort, but we can find that market.
Winston, you know, we opened up the floodgates here and have been deluged with a stream of callers here, and we're very thankful for that. But I've been trying to get to so many callers, I forgot you were sitting here right next to me in the studio, and certainly you're a bigger part of the show as I am. Wanted to turn it over to you for a little commentary.
Well, thank you. I brought up Merlin's website here, Americana-Pictures.com, and the philosophy statement says this: as an alternative to Hollywood, we seek to restore the American dream and promote those qualities that made our country great. Unlikely proponents of pop culture, we will not propagandize with falsehoods, nor desensitize the public with a relentless stream of venal and decadent entertainment. We look to entertain in positive ways, with honor and integrity, and create classic stories and characters that can be beacons of light, to entertain, inform, and help recapture the vision and spirit of our founding fathers, the spirit of America. And Merlin, I asked you what role you would cast James in. I want to say right now that if you're going to ever do a remake of Julius Caesar, I want the part of the seer. I've always wanted that. Let me audition right now. Caesar, beware the Ides of March.
This is shameless. Shameless right here.
our previous caller asked how Merlin can go about undoing the 40 or 50 years of swill that's been coming out of Hollywood. And I think I can answer that by just simply saying that when Merlin produces these movies, we need to support them. We need to go see them.
I'm talking about. No, you're exactly right. I mean, we've got to. I'm saying, you know, people need to donate to this show. People need to buy his movie. You know, they
you
can
call
buy
me shameless.
No, I mean, you know, it's the truth, though. And I don't say that, you know, just as a reckless, but it's serious. The work we do here, honestly, is high quality and professional, and we get out a message that is really unprecedented. The amount of people we've been able to reach with such a message, and if not support our show, certainly buy his movies or support some organization that's doing good work. And Merlin is a man that has produced tangible work. He has provided results, and so many people talk, so few produce, and the people who do produce need to be supported by those who share the same beliefs. And I could not agree with you more, and I didn't mean to preempt you again, Winston. You just got me excited there. But people need to be buying his movies. They need to be going to his website, and whatever he does in the future, they need to be supporting that project. And I'm sure there are many ways that can be done, and we're going to ask Merlin how that can be done exactly when we return. And we still got a couple of more callers we're going to reach, get to as well, Travis in Maryland, Rich in St. Louis, before we run out of time with Merlin Miller. We've already gone way overboard tonight, and he's very kind in staying with us a little bit longer than scheduled. So we're going to do all that and more when we return. James Edwards, Winston Smith in the Political Cesspool with you tonight.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
We're going to take a couple of more calls for Merlin Miller before his patience finally wears out with us. And we're going to have to let him go for the evening, being very gracious tonight. We had him scheduled, booked for an hour. It's been an hour and a half, and we're still going strong. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to get on the show live tonight, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to try to take a few more calls. But before we do, I have a question for you, Merlin. Winston was bringing up the fact that people should be supporting your work. A two-part question for me. First of all, how can they do that? And secondly, how can others, obviously this is a subject that interests a lot of our listeners, how can others who want to make a proactive difference in the arts become involved? How can people support your work, and how can others become involved in doing work similar to that of yours?
You know, I think it's just like politics. You start locally, and if people have an interest in the arts, they have to get involved locally, whether it's community theater, commercials, something like that. But when it comes to us and our success, it's going to really depend upon us producing real high quality at very low cost so that we can compete. It comes down to screenplays. We need great writing. We need writers that can create a screenplay that is the heart of a fantastic motion picture. And we're going to actually be conducting a screenwriting workshop in early May to try to nurture some talent along. But that's the future.
All right, so let me ask you this, because I know we had promoted your appearance tonight in advance on our obviously our website and our mailing list, and I had received emails from a couple of folks who wanted to get in touch with you. Are you accepting applications, so to speak, and how can people get in touch with you just in case they would like to maybe come to your workshop in May?
Well, sure. At the website, they can contact me. I've got an email address posted there, and if they want to send us a resume, a headshot if they're an actor, if they have some other interest, please just send us the information. We're not ready for a production yet. We have to, get our company infrastructure going first. But once we get to the phase where we're in pre-production, getting ready to produce our first film, and then we hope to follow it up immediately with a second, we want to have a pool of talent that we can draw upon. And, whether they're writers, actors, crew people, potential producers, directors, initially in our stage we're at right now, we're just trying to bring a core team together that can bring the things that we most need, which are funding and marketing support, because, We bring the filmmaking talent right now, but we need far more than that, and we need to build teams of filmmakers to be able to really build this thing fast.
And when you say your first film, obviously you're talking about your first film under the apparatus of the new production company, which is Americana Pictures. We've been
right.
talking at length about some of your previous films and some of the actors you've worked with, but this would be your first film under the new production company, which you just are in the process of starting right now. So before we go back to the phones and before I toss it back over to Winston, give out that website again, and I guess they can send you an email from the website. Is that correct?
Sure they can. It's Americana-Pictures.com.
Americana-Pictures.com. And if, folks, if that's too much for you to remember or too hard for you to remember, just send me an email, james@thepoliticalcesspool.org. If you want to get in touch with Merlin Miller, I'll be the courier, james@thepoliticalcesspool.org. Winston, over to you for a minute before we go to the phones.
I'm having a great time, Merlin. This is
It is, isn't it? I mean, is this –
This has been so engaging. Go ahead, James. You were going to say something?
No, I was just going to say I had a feeling about this one. I just had a feeling. But go ahead. You go ahead,
Merlin,
please.
The number of movie remakes and sequels that we've seen over the past decade or so has established the current crop of filmmakers as the most unoriginal lot to ever shout action. The storylines are so predictable and the themes are so base. We know that there is a bottomless well of ideas and inspiration out there, and there are some lofty themes, but all too often a film's success is equated, or a film's quality is equated with the money it earns. How do we convince young up and coming filmmakers that financial success is not, one, the most desirable thing, and two, not indicated by financial success? I know you're in it to make money, to be sure, but just producing garbage in order to make money, that strikes me as bad.
Well, there's really a disconnect there, too, because the industry is so incestuous, which is why you see such limited talent. There really isn't talent, in my opinion, in Hollywood, not like there should be. It should be an incredible pool of talent in Hollywood, but we don't get that. We don't get original material, and it is very incestuous. You say money is the driving thing, and to a certain extent it is, and that's why we see all these sequels, because they're playing on the market value of something that's already been sold to the public. But I truly don't think that the money is always the driving force. Because there's been books written, Hollywood versus America, about how, for example, R-rated films don't do nearly as well as PG and PG-13 rated films in the theaters, yet more R-rated films are produced than all others combined. So you kind of have to ask yourself, is money the only motive, or is there another agenda at foot here?
Subverting the culture. That's the primary agenda, I would guess. Set tight, everybody. We're going to keep Merlin Miller for one more segment. Here in the political cesspool. Don't forget to call us up, 1-800-313-9443. We're back in a flash.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
77 Sunset Strip.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
You know, this is amazing. We just heard our, what would you call him, Winston? What would we call Art? I mean, he's the lord of the board. He's
staff announcer.
Okay, the cesspool announcer, Art Frith, we just heard
staff
him.
Announcer.
Staff announcer. Yeah. And we just heard him give out the number. And we want you to call it. Last call for people wanting to have the ear of Merlin Miller tonight. Irvin Magic Johnson. No, 1-800-313-9443. But anyway, what was so amazing is the fact that I was listening to Art give out the number, and I'm talking to Art. I might be on dial-up, by God, but I'm talking to Art on Instant Messenger right now while hosting the show and taking calls. I mean, you know, this is a technological marvel that we have here, this operation, I tell you. But, Merlin, question for you. The Oscars are coming up. Are you going to watch them, or is that beneath you? Okay, sorry. Technical difficulties. We're working through them. Merlin, Oscars, your take. Are you going to watch?
I usually don't anymore. I stopped doing it a few years ago.
Yeah, me too. honestly, and I did used to watch. I always used to watch them. That really had nothing to do with the show at hand. But I've been seeing the previews. I guess they're coming up. When is that? Next week?
Usually the first week of March. So yes, it should be.
Yeah, coming up pretty soon. Back to the phones we go. Travis in Maryland. Thank you for waiting. Do you have a question for Merlin Miller?
Yes. First of all, James, thank you for your wonderfully courageous program. You're truly a beacon of light yourself.
Well, thank you so much, Travis. I really mean it. Thank you.
I have listened to all the other callers, and they asked all my questions. They've all been answered. But I just have one last question. When one watches modern action movies, there's so much spectacular side effects. Is it really possible to make a action movie today without a huge budget in the $5-10 million range?
Definitely, Travis. In fact, both A Place to Grow and Jericho were made for under $1 million. If you see Jericho, you'll see that it screened in the theater, and we had some theatrical plays on it. It won some film festivals. It's full of action. It was a Western. We shot this as a period piece with costumes, wagons, and horses, and it is action-packed. You don't have to spend $50 or $100 million, which Hollywood would have spent. The time we made Jericho, the average budget was $60 million for Hollywood production, and Jericho can stand up with these films in terms of its production quality.
Well, Jericho is an award-winning film. It has, in fact, won legitimate awards, not just the Political Cesspool Movie Award, but it's won real awards. You know, and that's surprising, though, Merlin, because I would have figured, you know, the salary for Arlie Ermey or Wilford Brimley would have cost along the lines of $1 million, and you made a full-length motion picture, good one, for under that.
Yeah, and these stars, they'll work for a fraction of their normal Hollywood rates for a project that they want to be a part of. It comes down to having a good script.
Well, how about that? Thank you very much for the call, Travis. Great question prompted a great answer. 1-800-313-9443. If you want to be
I love our audience, James.
Merlin Miller. Yeah, they're a great audience. We do have a great audience. And thanks for all the calls that have been coming in tonight. Let's go to Rich in St. Louis, Missouri. Rich, you're on the line.
Yes, I agree. This is a great show and a great guest. My question has already partially been answered, but I'm going to go ahead and ask again if I could.
Fire away.
I was wondering if your guest, Mr. Miller, has any advice for those of us who are aspiring screenwriters or producers. Any advice, suggestions, or anything, if you can kind of point us in the right direction, what to go, or where to go, what to do, et cetera.
Yeah, Rich, if you're trying to play the Hollywood game, you really need an agent out there working for you.
Completely independent.
Okay, and you generally have a particular genre that you're interested in. What I would recommend is that whatever genre you feel your strength is, try to perfect that. Find filmmakers, ideally independent filmmakers, who produce quality in that genre, and try to get to them. And, you know, if it's a project that you think we'd be interested in, you know, send it to us, and we'll look at it. As far as you being proactive, it's tough for a writer if you're depending on a producer or an agent to try to make a deal for you. You have to just be as proactive as you can in trying to get to filmmakers or even consider taking that step yourself and partnering with somebody.
Well, I will be sending you a few possible, you know, scripts for actually, I believe I heard you say something about making a film about the story of Arminius.
We've actually got a screenplay written on that. It's one that I did in partnership with a friend, and it may be a film that we do in partnership.
I hope you make it. That's a story that needs to be told that has a lot of parallels with today.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's all about stopping empire.
Yes, and using strength against weakness.
Right.
There you go, Merlin. So if you make the Arminius picture, you know you got one guy, Rich in St. Louis, that's going to go see it.
Great.
Thank you very much for the call, Rich, and for the thoughtful comment. And again, at the risk of sounding repetitive, Merlin, I want to ask you again to give out your website, because it sounds like Rich and many others are interested in getting in contact with you, and certainly they should. It's americana-pictures.com, correct?
Right.
Winston, over to you for a minute.
Well,
you're just taking it all in stride.
Yeah, I was enjoying the audience, and geez, our audience could be co-hosts, you know?
They are great. Yeah, but I tell you, did you ever do this, Winston, because – I'm such a novice. I mean, in no way, could I even look at Merlin Miller in terms of filmmaking prowess or knowledge of the industry. But I've always loved movies so much, just watching them. You know, when I was a kid, back when, you know, you were young enough to do things that were, you know, childish, I would always make home movies with my cousins, with my brother, with friends that I could find. You know, I would write the script. You know, we do little 30 or 45 minute movies on mom and dad's camcorder. And it's just always been some sort of a side hobby or interest. I mean, you know, certainly nothing professional, but it's just there's so much allure and attraction. It's fun and it is entertaining, but at the same time, and as I've grown older, you see the ramifications that it can play in doing good for our cause, our message, our movement, and our people. And so the attraction of film and what Merlin's been able to do is still there for me, even though 20 years ago I was doing this stuff just for giggles. Did you ever make a homemade movie, Winston?
As a matter of fact, I did. We called it The Mysterious Hand, and it was about this people were going about their daily businesses in life, and suddenly this hand would show up, like a guy was sitting down to eat dinner, and suddenly this hand would reach up from under the table and grab his food, and it's good stuff.
That sounds like an Oscar winner right there. We remade Aliens. I did a remake of the movie Aliens. We did it in about 3 minutes. You ever see that one?
Yeah.
Your remake? No, I didn't see that one.
And the real one's pretty good. Anyway, enough about all that. I'm just saying I am enjoying this interview so much, and that's one of the many reasons why. Let's go to Rusty in Alberta. It looks like we've gone international now, Canada. Is that where you're from, Rusty?
Yeah, that's where I'm from. I really love the show. I've been listening to it lately. It's just been a big part of my life lately. I was a liberal for a lot of my life. I would describe myself as libertarian, but liberal libertarian. But then I started, this one's from Merlin. I saw your work and it was like a conversion. It's like something was opened up in my mind and I realized a part of me that I didn't know I had. And I realized that our views and our, political, perspective were just like carbon copies, and it was kind of weird. You know, I had been voting for, you know, the Liberal Party in Canada, you know, and all that, and then it just sort of a light went on in my head, and I think I've been, you know, lately I've been following Straight and Narrow. I've been trying to do everything the conservative way, and I don't know. I guess the only thing really that I'm guilty of that I still do that's kind of liberal, Merlin, is that I've fallen in love with you.
Okay. Well, can you comment on that, Merlin?
I don't know how to respond to that, but you know, I can respond to your comment about your home movies and the films you did, and Rich's comment earlier about how do you get things made and get things done.
Please do.
It's changing. The world is changing. Anybody now can go out and make a movie. Video cameras are so available. High definition video cameras. Film is going to be a thing of the past before too long. Everybody's going to be shooting in digital high definition. So the world is opening up for everybody who's going to have that opportunity to tell stories.
Well, see, there you go. It looks like James Edwards Motion Pictures is going to stand the test of time, Winston. I can keep going.
You go with that thought, James.
Yeah, you got it. Well, Merlin, has there anything, and I couldn't imagine what, but maybe there is. Is there anything that we or our callers, who have been excellent for the most part, by the way, have not brought up? Is there anything we failed to bring up that you think should be infused into the conversation before we let you go this evening? Anything at all?
Well, I think it's just that if everybody can start to be more proactive, you know, whether it's politically or whether in your taste for entertainment, we have to bring heart back into our lives. We have to show the world that we're the country that America was great and grew to be, and we're not the country that we are today. We've got to fight to restore the American dream. And whichever way people can do that, if they can try to find it within their lives to fight for the American dream, that's the key to our future.
Now, we're going to have you back on. I know we talked earlier in the week, but we actually talked earlier today. Had the opportunity to talk to you on the phone. We're going to have you back on a little bit later, after your production company becomes more established and you're further down the road, for a series of interviews focusing on what you're doing currently. Tonight's interview has pretty much focused on some of the films you've made, people you've worked with, why you do what it is that you do, and film and culture in general. But where do you go? What is it that you're currently doing? Obviously, Americana Pictures, and you're going to be looking to make more movies along the lines of your previous films, A Place to Grow and Jericho. But what is it that you're going to be focusing on for, say, the next month?
The next month is really bringing the company together. We've got the corporate shell. We're bringing our team together. We want to get a team that brings those capabilities that we really need to give us a chance to have long-term success. And then the next focus for the next 6 months is going to be getting scripts together. We're conducting a workshop. We've got some screenplays, but we want to make the decision within about 6 months is what the first production for Americana Pictures is going to be. And then we want to roll from there. We want to get that first one going and follow it right up with the second one and get our teams growing.
And that workshop, what's going to be focused on there? And obviously it's open to the general public, I would imagine.
Well, it is. Actually, we've got a few company insiders that are going to be a part of this first one, but we do have it open. We're hoping to get a few people that are really interested in learning screenwriting, and we'll share some incredible tools. Through the years, I've taught screenwriting at the university, and I was very involved in it when I was out in California and going to USC. And there's so many great tools that we share with people and outside the mechanizations of Hollywood, so that we hopefully can inspire people to think creatively and out of the box and come up with some stories that are enriching for themselves, but hopefully have potential for, if not us, some other company.
Winston, any parting questions for Merlin Miller? And let me just say again, what an incredibly great interview and show this has been. Yeah. They're all great, but this one particularly so.
This is one for the year in review show, James. Merlin, I admire you to no end for taking on this task. It's going to be a David and Goliath a story, but we know how that turned out, and I have high hopes that the result will be the same. I'm just glad that we have a guy named Merlin taking on the task of reclaiming film for right, because it's going to take a wizard to fix what's wrong with it.
Well, thank you. That is my real name. My dad had a sense of humor, but we're going to give it our best shot.
I suffer with the same thing, man.
Winston Smith, there you go. Two peas in a pod here in the political cesspool tonight. Merlin, give out that website one more time and how people can contact you via the email with more thoughts and questions for you.
You bet, James. It's Americana-Pictures.com, and that's our website just up. We've got a lot of revisions we're going to do to it, but we're on the board.
And if nothing else, folks, you can always go to the website you know, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Email me, and we'll put you in touch, or you can just go to Americana-Pictures.com. Merlin, thanks for staying exactly 47 minutes longer with us than we had. It's been almost 2 hours. It goes by quick, doesn't it?
Well, thank you very much. It's been a lot of fun for me, James and Winston. I appreciate it.
Anytime, my friend. You take it easy. We'll have you back soon.
Take care now.
Merlin Miller, everybody. And just because Merlin's leaving us now, still over an hour left in tonight's installment of the Political Cesspool. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be talking about a lot more after this break coming up in just a couple of more minutes, shifting gears a little bit, talking about some of the headlines that are in the news this week or since last Saturday anyway, since we were last with you. And then Winston's got some things he wants to share with you in the third and final hour of tonight's installment. But I tell you, Winston, got to get back on that just one more time. Not to beat a dead horse or exhaust the topic too much, but great. I mean, we could have made a movie in that amount of time, and it went by so fast. You know, I just watched the movie before I came on air tonight, and the movie was less than our interview with Merlin Miller. It was an hour and about 24 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you watch, they're going to make a movie, and the Political Cesspool will have a cameo appearance in it.
I'd love to.
Of course, we can ask Paula Zahn what happens when that happens.
You know, Art, yeah, I told you. Are you missing messaging with Art right now by chance?
No, I'm not.
You know, Art said that. Okay, Art Frith, everybody, our staff announcer, said that the Merlin Miller's next movie should be The Man Who Killed Paula Zahn's Career. And tell everyone the story behind that, Winston, in case obviously this show has grown a lot since, what was that, April, May of 2007. So, God, has it been that long? It has been 2 years now. Let people know why I am called the man
who
killed.
What happened, the story is simple. Paula Zahn invited James to go on her show, which was on CNN, and he went on the show. And not long thereafter, she was canned. So,
and I haven't been on CNN since.
Getting James Edwards on your show is the kiss of death.
Well, Art Frith, I tell you. You know, Art uses the same jokes and the same What would you call it? What would you call this humor? The same lines.
Idioms.
It never stales. Yeah. It never stales with him, though. We still laugh about that stuff 2 years later. All right. Anyway, we are going to be shifting gears now, as riveting as the discussion about movies has been. Still a lot more going on in the world than what movies Merlin Miller is going to be making. Well, we're going to be talking about some of those other things when the political cesspool continues right after this here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. James Edwards and Winston Smith here with you tonight. Don't forget to check out our website during the commercial break, www.thepoliticalcesspool.org, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Send us an email. Sign up for the mailing list. We'll be back right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys.
Okay, I guess the biggest story of the last week, or one of the biggest stories, and we're going to be talking about this as we head into the third and final hour tonight, so we'll take your calls on the matter. The new attorney general saying that whites, or white America, essentially, is a nation of cowards when it comes to race that is. And essentially saying that because of all the talk about the melting pot, as we write in our blog at thepoliticalcesspool.org, apparently he doesn't believe that we're socializing and intermarrying with non-whites fast enough to breed ourselves out of existence. And he hates that. He hates that. Eric Holder, of course, the new attorney general, basically said this during an address, a speech to Justice Department employees marking Black History Month. He said, quote, "This nation has proudly thought of itself as an ethnic melting pot. In things racial, we have always been, and I believe continue to be, in too many ways, essentially a nation of cowards." Winston, I saw Pat Buchanan on MSNBC the other day, and I have not seen Pat so livid and with so much fire in his voice and in his belly since, well, in 8 years, 10 years, since his last presidential campaign. I mean, he was hot, rightfully so, going up. They had him pitted against, you know, some pseudo-intellectual black professor. And, of course, the black professor was agreeing with Holder that whites haven't done enough to bring the blacks into the mainstream. And Buchanan said, listen, you know, we've heard the grievances, where's the gratitude? And he went on to say that it is not white Americans. White Americans are not the reason that blacks are at 70% illegitimacy rates. We're not the reasons that black commits so many more crimes than whites, and so on and so forth. You know, when is enough going to be enough? And then, of course, Buchanan went on to say all of the things that America and white Americans have done to that no other nation has ever done for the black community. But Winston, the question is, of course, going back to what I was originally saying, the new attorney. Now, this is the Attorney General of the United States. I mean, this is an official guy.
The top lawyer in the country.
That Obama has appointed, saying that whites are cowards on racial matters. Your thoughts, Winston?
If not talking about race means you're a coward, I guess that makes us the most courageous people in America, because we talk about it promiscuously. We have no trouble talking about it. But I would like to be in on that discussion with Mr. Holder, but I would have to insist that any discussion on race must deal with the indisputable statistics of black-on-white crime, especially, particularly, and in detail, the epidemic of Negro men raping white women. And any discussion about race must deal with the issue of false accusations and faked so-called hate crimes. We could begin, or we could rather continue the discussion by talking about Mr. Holden's homie, Al Sharpton, and those idiots who are making complete asses of themselves over the New York Post cartoon.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Hey, set tight, Winston. I hear our music. I hear bells. Gonna let you pick it up right after this.
Don't go away. There's still one more hour of The Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
With recent internet.